With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has declared a public safety emergency in Washington, D.C. and is deploying National Guard troops. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Even as D.C.'s homicide rates are declining, the president claimed that crime is out of control in the nation's capital, and he's directing a federal takeover.
Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's fantastic, is taking command of the Metropolitan Police Department as of this moment.
He signed an executive order deploying National Guard troops and threatened a military deployment if needed. The president vowed to hold criminals accountable and remove the city's homeless people. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Texas Republicans are once again denied a quorum as the state's Democrats stay away from the state to avoid a redistricting battle with the GOP. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti is calling out Democrats in the Lone Star State for what he sees as duplicity.
Well, I think it's hypocrisy of the highest order for the Texas Democrats to say that they're protecting democracy by skimping out on a vote, taking a private jet to Illinois, which is one of the most heavily gerrymandered states in the country.
Continetti made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A gunman opened fire Monday in a Target store parking lot in the Texas Capitol, killing at least three people, then stole two cars during a getaway that ended with police using a taser to detain him on the other side of the city. Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis says the suspect is a man in his 30s with a mental health history. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 200 points, the Nasdaq dropped 64. This is SRN News. Americans are split on commerce and politics, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks adults whether it's important for the companies that they buy from to make statements on the political and social issues of the day. 50% say yes, it's important. 50% say no, it's not. Black people, Hispanics, and Asians like businesses to take a stand at a ratio of about 2-1, while a majority of white people, 57%, say they'd rather companies just stay out of it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A review by the Associated Press shows that many of President Trump's nominees to the federal courts have revealed pro-life views, been associated with pro-life groups, or defended pro-life laws. Some of the nominees have also helped defend their state's abortion restrictions in court, and some have been involved in cases with national impact, including access to abortifacients. This is SRN News. Israel's plan to occupy Gaza City is getting a thumbs up from a leading intelligence expert.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer says occupation may be the only way to end the war.
In such a way to end the threat of terrorism.
But he admits it would likely spell doom for the hostages.
You may never see the live ones again.
As for European leaders who think peace will come via a two-state solution to appease Hamas.
They are a terrorist organization. They're savages. I hate to be that blunt about it, but that's what it is. And unfortunately, you have these Western nations somehow believing they're the good guys.
Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
The man who attacked the CDC headquarters in Atlanta on Friday fired more than 180 shots into the campus and broke about 150 windows. It may take weeks or even months to replace windows and clean up the damage at the Centers for Disease Control. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.